Welcome to the Expert Ownership Podcast, where we launch faith-filled entrepreneurs into greater freedom and success. But you know what? It's more than that. We want to help you thrive in the midst of today's cancel culture. Our goal is to raise up workplace warriors who will stand for what they believe in, whatever the cost. You can find out more by visiting expertownership.com. But without further ado, here we go. I've been really, really feeling it. Got to bust a move, watch out. Okay, welcome back. Expert Ownership Podcast. This is Jason. David, he talked most of the time last time, but I'm like, dude.
It's because I have more to say than you.
I want to talk this time.
Okay, I'll let you talk a little bit.
I'm excited about this podcast because we're talking about seven key priorities. So seven key priorities that you need to have as a kingdom-minded entrepreneur. Okay?
Okay. That sounds decent.
Yep. So, now listen, Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. So God is a God of abundance.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is here and he's in your life and the Holy Spirit is flowing through you so that you can live a life of abundance. But how many entrepreneurs do you know, whether they're Christian or non-Christian, they may have a lot of money, they may have a lot of success, but they ain't living abundantly.
Yeah. They might even have a poverty mindset.
Yeah. Either they got a poverty mindset or their relationships are broken or they can't bend over and tie their shoe without losing their breath.
Well, by abundance, we don't mean decadence.
That's right.
By abundance, we're talking about peace.
Yeah.
We're talking about stewardship. We're talking about faithfulness. And it just feels all that dopamine's rolling in your mind. It's not decadence in the lap of luxury, even though luxury is good.
Well, yeah, that's the difference between gilding the lily and just showing the lily. I remember I was at a Q conference. This was years ago. And I talked to this guy who built high-rise hotels. And he literally owned them. I forget his name. You probably recognize his name. Anyways, I said, so what's the difference between your brand and Trump's brand? And he said, Trump gilds the lily.
Jason's like, what's gild?
I did. I said, what does that mean? He says, he'll plaster the lily in gold. He'll make the lily gold. He said, I just use lilies. He said, that's the difference in our brand. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. So that's the difference between abundance and decadence. Decadence is gilding the lily. God is a God of abundance. It's like, show the lily. Like, let me see the colors of it. And then put real lilies in the atrium there. And it's breathes.
Beautiful.
They breathe. Yeah. And it's beautiful. So God is a God of abundance. And Jesus wants us to have life abundantly. But there's too many entrepreneurs that are going about their day operating in the tyranny of the urgent, and then they miss what's vital. So we're going to focus today on seven key priorities that allow us to not miss what's vital. Now, let me look at urgent and vital real quick. Urgent is about accomplishing a task, right? And it leads you to accomplishing a task. What's vital is all about enhancing life. So it's urgent right now that I do this podcast. It's very urgent, okay? And it's urgent that I make sure that my notes are in order and that I've got, plenty of people who do the stuff that I've got to do at my business and all of that. So that's urgent. Now, vital is anything that leads to life. So urgent is about a task. Vital is about life. Urgent things help me accomplish tasks. Vital things help me accomplish. They'll help me live my life. All right. Now let's drill this down one further. An urgent thing helps me accomplish my short-term goals, but vital things help me accomplish my long-term goals. So a short-term goal in my relationship with Tori could be, I want to take her on a date tonight. My long-term goal is I want to, celebrate our 65th wedding anniversary surrounded by our kids and grandkids. Like, you see what I'm saying? So you got long-term and you got short-term goals. So the things that are urgent are important. They are, but you can't let what's urgent overtake what's vital. Let me give you an example. David and I, we speak at a lot of these Life Surge events, and you guys need to go, come see us if you're ever in one of the cities. So go to Life Surge, S-U-R-G-E, lifesurge.com, and you can see what cities we have coming up and come up and say hello to us. But when David and I are about to walk on stage, it is urgent that I walk on stage and give that talk, right? So we have thousands of people that are sitting in the audience. It is urgent. That is a task that I have to complete, and it's extremely important, but it's vital that I empty my bladder, right? If I don't pay attention to what's vital, then at some point I'm not able to accomplish what's urgent, where I'm about to walk on stage and I have to use the bathroom so bad, I know I can't make it through a 45-minute talk. And then I'm going to be embarrassed, right? So what happens is, as entrepreneurs, we focus so much on urgent that we forget to pay attention to what's vital. And therefore, we lose our ability to do what's urgent, because that's not a good place to be. Okay. Now, I want to tell you about one person that I just love what she sends out on a weekly, bi-weekly basis. Her name is Christine Lee. We've had her on our podcast before. Actually, we had her on one of our owner suite, expert ownership owner suite webinars. I don't think we had her on a podcast, but she was fantastic, and she talked about listening prayer. Well, she sent this newsletter, and she's got this little newsletter that I subscribe to, and it was so good. And she talked about the order of operation, and it was all tied to our priorities. And so, so I'm borrowing that phrase from her, the order of operation. And have you seen the phrase God, family, business? She said this in her newsletter. And I'm reading this. I'm like, yeah, of course, you know, God, family, business. Okay, there's your priorities right there. God first, then family, then business. But how do you do that? How do you specifically do God, family, business? You see, if God wants you to have an overwhelmingly abundant life, well, then there's an order of how you need to do things in order to achieve that. And it's called the order of operation. And it's a math terminology. Now, she was a math genius, and so it's a math terminology. Think about this problem real quick. And so this will bring you guys back to seventh grade math. 2 + 1 × 10 / 5 - 3. And if you're on the road, please don't write this down. Just go with me here for a second. This is the equation that Christine gave. 2 + 1 × 10 / 5 - 3. So you'll get an answer, okay? But here's the key. You'll only get the right answer if you do the equation in the right order. Because if you start with a subtraction, 5 - 3, and then you move backwards and then do the division and then do the multiplication and then do the addition, you're going to end up with the wrong answer. But if you do it in the right order, which one comes first? 2 + 1, that's 3, times 10, okay? That's the next one that you have to do. That's 30 divided by 5. Gives you what? That's 6 - 3. So the right answer would be 3. But you did it in the order of operation. So you know that whenever you're taking this math class, when you're in junior high school, that you have to do things in the proper order. Otherwise, you end up with the wrong answer, right? Well, that's what the order of operation is. So when we look at God, family, business, okay, it's a big deal what that really means. And so what I've done is I've broken it down into 7 key priorities. Because when you look at God, family, business, and thank you again, Christine Lee, for putting this stuff out. The order of your life matters. And so when you have God, this is broken down just into your personal relationship with God. That's your first priority. Your personal relationship with God is your first priority. What are you doing about your personal relationship with God? So you just tell me, you just think about this for a second. What is it that you're doing to enhance your personal relationship with God? Now let's look at what Jesus did. What did Jesus do? How did he live his life? You know, when we do learn about what he did on a daily basis, after he was a carpenter, he was a day laborer, what did Jesus do? A lot of times he got up early. What did he do? He got alone. What did he do when he got alone? He prayed. We also know that Jesus was a studier. So he knew scripture. So he prayed and he studied. Well, what else do we know about Jesus? He fasted. Oh, yeah, that's true. He did fast. What else do we know about Jesus? He hung out with his disciples. So he hung out with believers. So there are several things that Jesus did in his relationship with God that we need to do in our relationship with God. Let's try getting up a little earlier. Let's try spending time alone with the Lord in prayer. And you guys know at Expert Ownership, we pride ourselves on listening prayer. God is your business partner. He's the majority owner, but he's made you the managing partner. Your job is to listen to your business partner. So listening prayer is the key to success for me and David in all of the businesses that we've ever owned. And as people come into the expert ownership ecosystem and they join Owner Suite, which if you're not in, go to expertownership.com, join Owner Suite. We do lots of, you know, biweekly, monthly coaching and all sorts of stuff. But one of the main things that we focus on is listening prayer, where you're listening to your business partner and we show you how to do that. So your very first priority, numero uno, is your personal relationship with God. Okay. But then it moves down into family. So family is split into three different components. So priority number two is yourself. And you're like, oh my gosh, no, I shouldn't be my priority. Well, no, it is. You should be, it's God first. Okay. That's your personal relationship with God. What's next? It's my own self-care. What's the commandment? The two greatest commandments that Jesus gives us. And he says, the two greatest commandments, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is like it. What is it? Love your neighbor. Does it stop there? No, it's love your neighbor as yourself, which is a presupposition. You can't love your neighbor if you're not loving yourself. Which one comes first? Self-love. Not falling in love with yourself. No. It's self-love, which is you take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, you aren't going to have the health to love and serve other people like you should. You have to take care of your health. Okay? And this isn't just physical health. Yes, it's primarily spiritual health, but that's why priority number one is your relationship with God. Priority number two is your physical health. It's your own health. It's your mental health. It's your physical health. Now, relational health will come in, but with our lower priorities. But just follow me here. If you're a car, then you've got to do some maintenance and take care of yourself so that you'll run smoothly for the long haul, right? Otherwise, that you can't take people anywhere. If you're a car, your job is to take people somewhere. Your job is to serve people. But if you don't take care of yourself and put the right stuff in the engine, in the gas tank, then the engine's not going to run, right? So we have to take care of ourselves. So if you don't take care of your body, your physical body, your spiritual health, you know, your relational health, then you're just like, you're a car that's not going to go anywhere. Your body is way more important than a car. What is your body? The scripture says that something is true about your body. What is it? It's a temple. It's God's temple. So you have to take care of your body. You have to. What do we mean by that? Eat, sleep, exercise, right there. It's what you put into your mouth. It's how much you're sleeping. And it's about exerting energy. That if you are out there running yourself into the ground, you're completely unaware of the importance of self-care for the temple that God's presence will live in. So your top priority is your relationship with God, numero uno. But your second priority is the temple that God inhabits, which means after you've spent your time alone with the Lord, do some exercise. Don't put the bad stuff in your mouth. You know, and if you've really got a craving for something, then eat really good for 6 days. And on that seventh, have that thing, have that pizza or whatever it is. I do that stuff all the time. So this is the order of priority. So first, God. Second, yourself. Okay. And what I talk about self-care is be healthy. Why? So that you can move to the third and fourth priorities. Third priority, spouse. It's spouse. Fourth priority, kids. It's in that order. Now, why would you put your spouse before your kids? Because the spouse relationship, but this relationship between husband and wife is a physical manifestation of a spiritual truth. The spiritual truth is the relationship between Jesus and his bride, the church. So we reflect God's image through a marriage. Okay? That is very important. So you have to make sure that the temple, which is your body, is taken care of. Then your relationship with your spouse, your marriage is taken care of because that is a direct reflection of God himself. Now, doesn't mean you have to be married. I'm just saying if you are married, this is your priority. If you're not married, you move straight from priority number two, which is yourself, into priority number five. And I'll talk about that in a second. But priority number two is yourself. Priority number three is your spouse. Priority number four is your kids. Okay? Now, in doing that, you are going to be properly reflecting God's image. This is important stuff. Now let's look. We said right from the jump, God, family, business. This is important. Priority number five are your key relationships. Priority number five is your key relationships. Who is it in your life that is your key relationship? A key relationship is anybody who can help you accomplish the thing that God has given you to accomplish. Okay? So Jesus had concentric circles. What were his concentric circles? He had an order of importance to the people that he was around. When Jesus was on the earth, the primary person of importance to him was John. Why would I say that? John was the one who got to take care of Jesus's mother when Jesus was no longer on the scene. So John, he didn't pick Peter. Excuse me. Jesus didn't pick Peter. He picked John for that. All right. Now we could say Peter was his priority, and possibly because Jesus had concentric circles. He had his top three disciples, Peter, James, and John. Then he had his 12 disciples. Then he had his 70 disciples. And then there were the multitudes. So the multitudes did not get to hear certain things Jesus said to the 70. And the 70 didn't get to hear certain things that Jesus said to the 12. And the 12 didn't get to hear certain things that Jesus said to the three. You see, remember when Jesus took Peter, James, and John up to the mountain and he transfigured before them? Well, why didn't the other nine get that? Because they were very important to Jesus, but they were not of utmost importance to him. He had three guys that he knew were going to be his main leaders, Peter, James, John. That was important. And it's important for us to know who are our key relationships. One of me and David's key relationships, a guy that we went to school with, was our roommate, Tim Harrell, in college. He is actually on speed dial on my phone. If he ever calls, he always gets an answer. He actually is the executor of my estate if something happens to me and Tori. So Tim Harrell is very important to us. Very important. More important than several other people that I got who are of utmost importance to me and David in our business, right? But Tim takes the cake. It's important for us as kingdom entrepreneurs to have concentric circles. Now, we treat them all the same in terms of we love them, we're going to hang out, we're going to go do dinner with all sorts of different relationships, but I do have key relationships, and you need key relationships. So priority number one, your relationship with God. Priority number two, take care of yourself, your physical body, so that you can then move into priority number three, your spouse, priority number four, your kids, and priority number five, your key relationships with people. After that, you move into your business. Okay, you're going to move into your business. And after your business, so your business, priority number six, priority number seven, everyone else. So your business is before everyone else. Why? Because your business is that mechanism that you're going to be able to bless all the other people. So I'm going to put my business first. I've got people right now, literally, who have texted me, and they're friends, who want meetings with me. But they're not going to get it. They're not going to get it, at least right now, not for a while. Why? Because I've got some business stuff that I've got to do, and I've got to make sure that this business stuff gets handled so that I can bless the people that I really want to bless. So I got to put my business right after my key relationships, and that's where I'm focusing in on. So, and you can't feel guilty about that. You put the business out there, and it's like, I've really got to focus in on my business. Okay, and then once I've got it to a place, and this is why it's important for us to systemize ourselves and to build systems so that we can scale, so that our business can run itself, so it does give me margin to hang out with some of those other people, right? That they may not be in our inner circle, but I could still go and, you know, grab a cup of coffee. I could still go do a workout. We could still do some stuff with other friends. You need to get to that point. But if you don't have your priorities straight, well, then you're never going to get to that point. And you're going to end up hanging out with people that you ought not be hanging out with because your business isn't running like it should, which is going to ultimately affect your key relationships, which ultimately affects your kids, and then your spouse and your marriage ultimately will probably affect your personal health as well. And then that affects your relationship with God, because now you're not going to be someone who is a faithful servant. So you see how that moves its way back up? So when we're looking at our top seven priorities, you know, if you're going to break them down into three, God, family, business, then we're looking at God, top priority, yourself, taking care of yourself physically, second, your marriage, third, your kids, fourth, your key relationships with people, fifth, your business, sixth, and everyone else, including your church, seventh. All right? Those are your seven priorities as a kingdom entrepreneur. Now, you may disagree. You may say, you know, I don't put this in a different order. That's fine. Go ahead. I'm just telling you that you need to prioritize yourself. And then don't feel guilty if certain people don't get to have meetings with you that want meetings with you, because you have to live a prioritized life. But if you do want to have that margin to where you can have meetings with people who may not be in your inner circle, well, then you got to systemize your business well enough so that you can take time away. By God's grace, David and I got to that point where our businesses were all running themselves, our investments were taken care of, so that we could have some margin to have some meetings and do some stuff that we had really wanted to do. But for a period of several years, man, David and I were so locked in to these priorities that if you weren't a Tim Harrell of the world, then I couldn't meet with you, and I'm really sorry, and I hate it, you know, and I can't counsel you, and I'm really sorry about that. But I got to focus on my own physical health. I got to focus on my own marriage, family, my key relationships, and my business. And I promise you, give me some time and we'll come back and I might be able to meet with you. So hopefully that's an encouragement to you. I thank Christine Lee for giving me the genesis of the thought on these on this whole God family business and the order of completion. But we've got to do things in the right order. And again, for me, God, personal relationship, then it's your physical body. And it's always been that way for David and I. It's always like we wake up in the morning and we spend some really good time with the Lord, and then exercise. You got to get some exercise in. And then during the day, of course, you're eating healthy. You're making sure that you're fueling yourself the right way so that your physical body can then give yourself to your third and fourth and fifth priorities, your spouse, your kids, your key relationships, and then your business, and ultimately everyone else, with including your church. And so anyway, hope it's an encouragement to you. What you don't know is that David snuck out in the middle of my podcast because he had another meeting he had to go to, and maybe he just needs to get his priorities straight, right? Maybe, maybe not. Looking forward to next week. We're going to talk about something I've titled The Success Slope, but it'll show you how success can actually cause you to slide the wrong direction, and we're going to go over that next time on our podcast. Thanks for hanging out with us. And I just want to thank our podcast sponsor, Christian Healthcare Ministries. They are fantastic. I've had so many people that have reached out and said, man, what do you guys do for insurance? What do you guys do for all that? And I'm like, dude, insurance is old. It's archaic. You got to go with health sharing. Get with like-minded believers who can come in and share health expenses. And I'm just telling you, three knee surgeries, two pregnancies, and, you know, Lundy's surgery, eye surgery, and just all sorts of stuff. Didn't have to pay a dime. They shared it all. So David and I are huge fans. Go to expertownership.com/CHM and you can learn more. Anyway, until next time, be an expert owner, launching faith-filled entrepreneurs into greater freedom and success. God bless you guys.